Now, we have a very special guest.
We could have gotten him a bigger chair, though.
Yeah, we could have gotten him a bigger chair. He's a pretty big bloke, actually. is Luke Campbell is our guest, who was a played for the Australian volleyball team in the 2004 Athens Olympics. Please make him welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
What height are you?
2 metres, 2 centimetres. So which 6'7".
6'7", right. I'm not across metres.
No.
I don't. So 6'7", I get 6'7".
Yeah, well, when people ask me, how tall are you? I say, I'm 188 centimetres, but in the real language, that's 6'2.5".
Right, there we go. Yeah. So 6'7", that's...
That's good.
Are you, for a volleyballer, are you an average size?
Yeah, about average. There's certainly plenty of guys taller than me. Like, I get... And my position is generally the tallest on the court, and, well, I'm one of the shorter guys, or middle of the range for international level.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who's the tallest guy on the Australian team?
In the Australian team, we've got a guy who's 2 metres 14, I think. 2 metres 12, 2 metres 14.
Is that like 7 foot?
That's pretty close to 7 foot, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm really looking up to him.
Your height, but that would put you in the front row, though, just the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because we rotate round on volleyball, so everyone has to play front and back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know that everyone gets a chance to serve, but the whole team rotates.
Yeah, the whole team rotates around.
That's interesting. I didn't know
so
that.
We can switch laterally, but we can't switch front and back.
Okay.
During the points.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have to be able to play every position.
Well, no, because we do switch laterally. So I'm always playing in the middle of the court at the net.
Oh, okay.
When I'm on the front, I'm at the net on. Yeah, sort of controlling our defense, our block defense.
Right. So you were at the Olympics in 2004 at Athens. It was Athens, wasn't it?
It was. Memory tells me.
Yeah, I get really confused. Yeah. And I just thought we'd
about just lots of things. Yeah.
I know exactly. It's probably not a good thing to admit, is it? People are just going, "Oh my God, he's got absolutely no control whatsoever."
Yeah.
And I just thought we'd ask about the village and about village life, because basically everyone will be in the village by now, give or take. And the opening ceremony is what, 8 hours away or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, what will the mood in the village be like at the moment with the opening ceremony just a little while away, and then the event's about to start?
Yeah, it'll just be buzzing. Absolutely, it's so electric. I remember when we first got to the village, like pretty much the first thing we did after checking in, like we picked up all our kit, you know, got shown to our apartments, and we decorated our apartments. We got boxing kangaroo flags and green and gold streamers everywhere, and just kitted out our whole place. We had well-wishing little posters from kids all around Australia, and we plastered our walls, completely covered all the walls in our living areas and in our bedrooms with all those messages. So, you know, there's so much going on, and there'll be a team meeting this afternoon, I think, with all the athletes. And naturally, not everyone will be marching, so it's sort of a different feeling for some. You know, we had some guys not march in Athens due to injury. You know, not that they weren't going to compete, but they had injuries that couldn't really stand up to walking around for 4 hours and standing up. So,
because it is a very big ask for an athlete if there's the slightest soreness or risk to actually go through that process. The waiting around beforehand, the marching on, the waiting around in the middle. I mean, I know there's heaps of stuff going on, but it's just standing up for 4 hours.
Absolutely, it's brutal on knees and backs especially.
Yes,
you know once we got into the middle of the stadium when we marched, I think from memory I didn't actually see it because we were in the holding area, I guess. But the whole stadium was flooded with water from memory in the opening ceremony. Seeing the replays, and so all the ground was wet. But you know, we lay down on the ground, we put plastic down to sort of keep our bodies in as best shape as we could.
Because I read that I think that Grant Hackett isn't marching. I think a few of the swimmers, because the swimming starts on Saturday.
I don't think many of the swimmers do.
Yeah,
they don't.
I think you're right. I think for both reasons, but I think because their competitions get underway, and this is what I find very interesting, that the mood in the village and in the Australian area of the village is some people are celebrating because they can. They're in the march. Their sports don't start for another week. Others have to be so focused on what happens the next day. Within 12 hours, they're in the pool or on the field or whatever it is they're doing. And so they can't really afford to focus on anything else but their sport, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We were quite lucky, and we had 2 days until our first game. So whilst it did, you know, it took something out of us, there's no doubt. But, you know, I really don't think that was going to be detrimental to our performance, because we did have resting time afterwards.
Yeah.
So we were very lucky in the makeup of our scheduling.
Now, you, Derek just mentioned the word distracting, and I can imagine that all those people in one village, all those fit young people there for one reason, it's still going to be incredibly distracting, and at some points really difficult to focus on the job at hand.
look, to a point it is, for sure, because you're walking around the village and you're seeing some pretty famous faces, for sure. You know, and just not so much just seeing people, but one of the biggest things I remember is the actual dining hall. So going in to eat dinner in a dining hall that seats, I think it was 4,000 or 5,000 people in Athens. You know, it was just massive. And you go in and, you know, there was a McDonald's over in the corner, which I think in the first week wasn't really frequented by too many athletes. There was a lot of staff there, but there wasn't too many athletes. And then by the second week, that was pretty full. But just around the whole thing, there was little restaurants, or restaurants sort of just buffet parts to take your food from. And we were in there one night, and it was pretty full up. There were quite a few thousand people in there having dinner, and they started playing the Salsa Maria, the Greek song.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, everyone's clicking their fingers and, you know, tapping their feet. And the whole place just started clapping along and dancing to it. And there would have been a couple of hundred athletes standing up on tables, up on chairs. And it was just amazing. Like, you know, I still think about it now, and, you know, your hair stands up and all that kind of stuff. It was an incredible experience.
Because I've been thinking about the village, and the best analogy I could make, when you've got all these fit young people from around the world who are focused on and intent on participating and giving their all and doing their best. Because of the different personalities involved, it's a bit like a really big Collingwood football club. It's like some people are going to push the boundaries, some people are going to be very focused and self-centred and single-minded, but only with thousands of people, like a huge Collingwood football club. So what I'm suggesting is that after they've participated, some people might let their hair down and again go back to that distraction for others thing.
Look, when everyone's competing, there's no doubt it's everyone's pretty focused. You know, everyone's there to win. Well, certainly to compete at their highest level. Some people don't have the chance to win. You know, but you know everyone's there for a reason. And you don't get to the Olympics to rock up and, you know, just have a party. You do your competition. Don't get me wrong. There's some pretty hard partying in the second week.
Yes.
You know, and you know that's
Collingwood. Yeah.
There's a bit of Collingwood going on in the second week for sure. I remember seeing a few sunrises, you know, on the beach. You know, I hadn't been home. You know, and that's part of it. You know, you go there, you compete. You leave everything on the court. And if you get to the second, well, for volleyball, if you get to the second week. You know, I tell you what, it'd be worth it not to have the party, to be playing in the second week, to be playing in the finals. You know, that's sort of what was our plan would be for Beijing, but now I'm sitting here.
Well, how close, at a national level, how close are we to getting back into the Olympics? I know we participated in Sydney because we could, we participated in Athens because we made it. How close are we getting back at the Olympic level?
Look, I mean, we had the team to be there. You know, We had the players to get there this time, and we had our main core from Athens was still there, and unfortunately when it came to two important games with Japan and Korea, look, Japan played brilliant volleyball to get there. It wasn't so much that we played poorly, but we got outplayed by an exceptional team on the day. You know, so I mean, hats off to them, but it's really gutting to us. But we have a pretty good future. We've got some great young guys coming through. And, you know, if we can hold on to our few old guys, we don't have a lot, but there's a few of us still running around. You know, if we can hold on to us for another couple of years, I think we're a good shot for London.
Who's your pick for winning the volleyball at this Olympics?
Up until 2 weeks ago, I would have said Brazil, hands down, you know, really easily. But USA just beat Brazil in the World League final in Brazil in front of 15,000 people.
Brazilians.
In front of Brazilians, and Brazilians like to shout and scream and support their team, especially in the volleyball. I think the beach volleyball in Sydney, you know, everyone saw was an incredible atmosphere, and that was a hell of a lot of Brazilians there. So, you know, for America to beat Brazil in Brazil is maybe they've got a chance.
Throws it open again.
Yeah, but I still think Brazil would be a pretty strong favourite.
So maybe a Brazil-USA final.
Could be.
Well, thank you very much, Luke Campbell, for coming in and giving us a glimpse into the life in the Olympic Village. And hope you enjoy watching, and hopefully we'll see you in London next time playing. Thank you very much. It was Luke Campbell, who represented Australia in 2004 at the Athens Olympics. And coming up, we're going to be hearing from Melbourne band Luluk playing live for us. They're absolutely fantastic here on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.